now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and this is the Roland Trujillo Show, brought to you by the Center for Common Sense Counseling. I've been on the air for 20 years. This is my 20th year on the air. In, well, San Francisco, Pennsylvania, Florida, Louisiana, and around the world on shortwave, and here on KCAA Radio. It's a great delight to be here. I consider it to be a privilege to be on this wonderful radio station because, well, first of all, I like a lot of the hosts of programs here. I think it's got some wonderful programs, which I enjoy listening to myself. And secondly, there's a nice quality to this station. It has a brightness, a kind of an old-fashioned America quality, plus, you know, a modern edginess to it. It's America. It's the Inland Empire. It's America. It's a great station, and I'm proud to be here. Now let's get right down to why am I here? The reason I'm here, ladies and gentlemen, is because I know how to help people deal with stress. I understand stress from so many different angles, and I see the reason why we are stressed, and I can help people to deal with stress. And so today I'm going to talk about one aspect of stress, maybe one you hadn't thought of before, and I think it's going to be helpful to you. Now, before we go any further, let me say just a couple of things. First of all, this is a labor of love for me. I buy the airtime from the station, and it's never been a money-making thing for me. Over the years, over 20 years, I've spent a lot more than has ever come in. A few people send a little something to help me out, but for the most part, it's a labor of love. I pay my way, and you hear people say they have a burden to do something. Well, I have a burden to pass on to others the good that I received. You see what I mean? Kind of like teachers. You know how teachers, they learn something and then they like the subject matter and they become excited about it and want to share it with other people. So I want to share some of the wonderful discoveries that I've made. Now, the second thing I want to mention is that I have the complete package. I know what I'm talking about. I have written some books, some wonderful books on the subject of basically stress and how to refine your own center of dignity, how to get control back of your life, and also how to be a better person. And it all kind of ties together. It all kind of comes together, and it comes together under the rubric of, well, dare I say, religion or spirituality. You see, there is a spiritual dimension to life, and so I kind of bring that in. But, you see, I don't have a church, you know, I don't have an organization to belong to, so it's just kind of me talking to you. And so I talk to you in a kind of an informal way about a very a formal topic, and there's no pressure. You know, have you ever had people, you know, trying to talk to you about religion or something, and they're just sort of there, and they've got something for you, and they want something for you, and you can kind of sense the pressure, see, you sense it. And they're asking you questions, trying to trip you up on your answer. And then, there's some manipulative quality to it often. You know, a lot of times they're very nice people. They don't mean any harm. In fact, they're attempts, you know, to be clever and to manipulate. You can see through it, you know, like a little kid, you know, that's trying to fool you, but he doesn't fool you because you can see right through what he's up to. You see what I mean? So please understand, I'm not being mean or negative. I'm just saying that I can talk to you in a non-pressuring way. It's just me on the radio, and you can listen, and it's anonymous. And so it leaves you free to accept or not accept what I say. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I will be right back.
Do you suffer from stress? Reacting to stress is natural for animals,
But for us humans, stress usually makes us irritable, impatient, and upset. We find ourselves being mean to those we should be kind to, or we find ourselves suppressing emotions until they make us upset on the inside. Shouldn't we be able to live with others without being upset with each other? The answer is yes. Right now you are too reactive. That's your problem. The stress of others causes you to react with hostility or repression. Were you in your center, the stress of others would call forth patience and understanding. It would call forth the courage to speak honestly. It would call forth patience to deal with the foibles of your fellow human beings without becoming upset. The solution to all your stress-based problems is to learn how to remain in your center. The meditation exercise helps you find your center of dignity so you'll be less reactive and more patient. Download a free introduction to the meditation at commonsensecounseling.org. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Roland Trujillo Show. You will hear this program every Saturday morning at this time. Every Saturday morning at this time from now on. So be sure to remember so you can listen in. And if you should miss it, you can always go to kcaaradio.com and go to the Saturday schedule, click on the podcast button under my picture, and you can listen to it on podcast. So you can listen to it anytime, 24/7, by just clicking on that podcast button. So that's a very, very nice service that KCAA Radio offers. It's kcaaradio.com. Now, let's talk about stress today, shall we? Let's get right down into something important. Let's talk about something important. One of the big stresses that we have in our life is unforgiveness. One of the most popular topics that I have on my blogs spots. I have several blogs. And one of the most Googled topics is how to forgive and forget. How to forgive and forget. You see, a lot of us, most of us, almost all of us, perhaps all of us, unless we, you know, are very saintly, or unless, you know, you've begun to be serious about, you know, finding the purpose for living and so on, and you've suffered yourself, and you've walked in other people's moccasins, and you know, you're beginning to soften, your heart is beginning to soften, but the vast majority of us resent other people. We resent them, we get angry at them, we judge them. But what we don't realize, what we don't realize is that it is a stress. First of all, it is a stress. Now, why is it a stress to resent or judge somebody else? Well, I will tell you. But before I do that, let me lay a little bit more groundwork. Now, some people are just flat out angry. Angry, angry, angry. Okay? Now, admittedly, there are a lot of things in this world to be angry about. Especially, there's a lot of injustice. You know, there's a lot of injustice. People that are good, you know, they have the book thrown at them, and people that do a lot of bad things, well, they get away scot-free, and, you know, there's just a lot of injustice. Things are not fair. It's clear to see. And some of us become angry, but we make a mistake. We make the mistake of becoming resentful. See? We make the mistake of becoming resentful and hateful, see, especially toward other people. We resent them. In other words, we hate them. See, that's the mistake. Okay? But I'm just trying to give you a couple of different kinds of unforgiveness. So one of them, of course, is resentment, is anger, see? And then we could also say secret hostility, see? Hostilities, or repressed or suppressed hostility, and resentment. Okay, so there's one kind of unforgiveness. Another kind is judgment. Now, I have to say, a lot of ladies are guilty of this one. See, a lot of men become angry. See, not always resentful now, sometimes just angry. But they make the mistake of becoming angry and resentful. But a lot of ladies are judgmental. See, for example, they judge. You know, their dad wasn't there for them, perhaps, and then they had some boyfriends, and the boyfriends were animals and took advantage, and so they can't help but judge men. Okay? Then they get married, they have a husband, and they judge, they can't help but judge him, judge his weakness. See? Judge, and by judging him, his weakness, his wrongness, see? By secretly judging, forming judgments, see, against him or other people, see, their friends, gossiping, being catty, you know, that sort of thing, little judgments about other people. Those judgments are a form of hate. I know it's hard, this may be a little hard for you to see, but please, please bear with me. Those judgments are a little form of hate, and they are a form of unforgiveness. Now, how do I know that they are unforgiveness? Well, because one reason is, if you've ever known someone, like let's say some lady who just really resents her husband, see, and she judges him, she can't help but start to resent and judge him. Before long, she judges everything that he does. You notice how it spreads. See, so it may have started off with one thing that he did. Maybe one thing that he did years ago, or even before they were married. She found about something he did, now she hates him for that, see? But before long, she starts to judge everything that he does, see? And you say to her, you say, well, your husband's not really that bad. He's not such a bad fellow. You know, just relax and don't give him such a hard time. You know, just go about your life and have your friends and go do things and go to work and whatever you do and enjoy your life and don't spend all your time hating and judging your husband. But she can't stop judging him. She says he's no good and he always throws his socks on the floor and he's not sophisticated and he doesn't make enough money and his job is no good and he's not as handy around the house as Bill is and he never takes out and his his hair is greasy. He never washes his hair enough and see what I mean? See what I mean? Judgment, judgment, judgment. So, a judgment is a little piece of unforgiveness, a little tiny piece of unforgiveness. See, if you don't form a judgment, then the next time you see the person, it's as if you were seeing them for the first time. See? It's as if you were seeing them for the first time. But when you form a judgment, then it becomes a little piece of unforgiveness. And the next time you see them, you remember what you had judged them for, see? And then you judge them again, which may be, which is often an unfairness to them because they may have changed. And they may no longer be doing the thing that you had judged them for. So now they see you judging them. See? Unforgiveness. So judgment is another form of unforgiveness. And what do these pieces of unforgiveness become? These little resentments and these little judgments and so on. Eventually they become unhappiness, depression, bitterness, see? They basically begin to negatively color a person's whole life and rob life of sweetness and joy and rob you of your innocence. So now can you see why judgment is such a bad thing and resentment? All right, we'll talk about how to let go of the resentment after this brief announcement. Hello, this is Roland. Highlights from selected Common Sense programs are available at our website, commonsensecounseling.org. Click on Streaming Audio and you'll find programs by topic in Real Player or Windows Media format. Plus, listen to my lecture on how to stop hurting those you love and find links to all five of my blogs. It's all at commonsensecounseling.org.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, that's RolandTrujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo. The program is The Roland Trujillo Show, and I will be with you every Saturday morning. We're talking about unforgiveness, and I said that it's a stress. Now, why is it a stress? Well, the reason it's a stress is because a couple of reasons. Number one, when you judge someone, when you hate them, it causes a memory to form. And the next time you see that person, your body will react. You'll react to that person because you hated them, because you resented them. In a sense, they become a stress. See, if you never resented them, if you had never resented them, then when you see them afresh, it would be like nothing. It'd be like you were meeting them for the first time. But because you have imprinted yourself with a negative experience, see, namely hating, judging, resenting, you will, upon meeting them again, they will become a stress to you because of the judgment, because of the anger, because of the hostility. See, they're all very similar. So who knows? You might get a little tummy ache, your blood pressure might go up. But there will be physical symptoms because of the trauma of resenting or judging. See? The trauma of resenting and the trauma of judging. So it is a trauma. Now, why is it such a trauma for us? First of all, the plain and simple reason that we make people, places, things into a stress when we react to them. And one of the worst reactions we can have is that of resentment or judgment, because it's a little bit of hatred. It's an unforgiveness. See, even judgment is. A lot of people don't see why judgment is hatred, because judgment is an unforgiveness. See, when you judge them, then it's a little piece. You're setting yourself up as a little god, a little queen, or a little king sitting on your throne and judging the other person. See, which is an unfairness to them, and it also causes you conflict. See, so now why does it cause a conflict? Well, the reason is because we humans are creatures of love. We were not meant to judge. We're not supposed to hate. In fact, God doesn't want us to judge, and He doesn't want us to hate. Okay? Now, discerning, you know, seeing another's wrong, that's one thing. If another errs and you see it, that's okay. You see it. See? And if they're wrong and you see that they're wrong, you just see it. That's all. It's innocent. You're innocently seeing. Discerning is the term. But if you add the little pinch of resentment, the little pinch of judgment, where you puff up a little bit and, you know, look down upon them or feel negatively toward them, hate them, see, think yourself a little better than they are, or, you know, that sort of thing, well, then that is wrong, because you're playing God. Now, we have a faculty called intuition, whereby we can wordlessly know things. We can wordlessly see. You just sort of know. Sometimes you see somebody that's not very nice, you just sense it. That's all. It's wordless. Or you have a hunch, or gut-level hunch. It's wordless. Well, that faculty of intuition is from God, and it's like a wordless guide to the soul. But most of us don't pay much attention to our intuition, because we've been mistaught. See, the world has mistaught us to look to thinking and to outside experts for answers. They don't tell you to look to intuition, even though the people who are the most successful, you know, the Einsteins, the Tiger Woods, the Susan B. Anthony's, the Madame Curie's, the Booker T. Washington's, the Mozart's, the Beethoven's, all these people, they somehow followed their path and became what they were, you know, the Ansel Adams, the Sojourner Truth, because they followed something called intuition, like the three wise men. See? But we don't pay attention to our intuition, and then we judge people. But then what happens when we judge or we resent somebody? Then we feel something which is conscience. And what is conscience but intuition now is 20/20 hindsight. So your intuition is supposed to be a guide, delicately and wordlessly guiding you to happiness, to prosperity, to joy, to your proper path in life. But when you don't follow your intuition, it feels like conscience. And when you hate somebody, you feel it as conscience for hating them. Hello. Some of you have been listening for a while and like where I'm coming from. You recognize the truth and are willing to admit you've made some mistakes. The next step is to make some positive changes in your life. A good place to start is with the meditation exercise. Most of us are too lost in our thinking. We plan, worry, and scheme. Then we act emotionally and usually make things worse. Instead of worrying and scheming, why not spend the time learning to be still and find the wisdom and a proper energy to move with? In other words, why not request our meditation exercise? It will help you get out of fixating on problems and negative thinking. To request a copy of the meditation exercise, write or email us, or just pay us a visit at commonsensecounseling.org. You'll be glad you did. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. The program is, well, the Roland Trujillo Show, and I'm your host now. We're talking about unforgiveness. We're talking about judgment. We're talking about resentment. Okay? And I said that those were a stress. So now can you see why they're a stress? Because it causes us to react negatively to people, places, and things who we have resented. It spreads. See, the resentment spreads. The negative. Think of resentment as kind of a hate, a kind of a negativity. What it does is it separates you from your own ground of being. See, when you resent, it separates you from your ground of being. It separates you from your own good. It separates you from your inner source of good, which is from God. See? And it connects you to the world, see? And you become like an animal going out in the world reacting. Maybe a clever animal, but an animal nevertheless, reacting. And reacting with being stressed by things on the outside. And because you're separated from your ground of being, see, hate separates you from love. You've heard that God is love. Well, God is love. See? And from within, your soul could partake of this love. See? You could partake of this love and of this intuition that would delicately guide you, see, and would give you peace of mind. But you separate yourself from it when you judge. See? In other words, instead of wanting to know God, see, instead of being willing to sit back and to watch and not judge, see, and wait, see, and be neutral or to be forgiving, instead you leap at the opportunity to judge, to get up on your throne and be a little tin-horn God and judge someone. So by playing God, you become separated from God, but you come in conflict with God. So he doesn't abandon you. He's still there, but now you feel the intuition which he sends as conscience. So after you've hated somebody, after you've judged them, see, when they appear, well, you may feel a little anxiety if you're not very close to your conscience. You won't even know what it is. But if you're fairly close to your conscience, then you'll feel it as conscience because you did something wrong, and it's God's intuition making you aware that you did something wrong, which was to hate somebody. See, or to judge them. Are you with me? So now you have conflict with God. You have conflict with your own ground of being. You're separated from your own goodness. You're separated from love. You're separated from the source of life. And you become empty. See? Now you go out in life, and as you resent this and resent that, and it begins to spread, see, you become more and more negative, and joy is gone, and your life becomes banal, and the sun doesn't shine as brightly, and you begin to have a dark cloud over your head, and you feel negative, and see? And then what do? Well, you keep resenting. The more worse things get, the more you resent. Then you resent yourself, then you resent God, you resent life, you resent other people. And if somebody's happy, then you resent them for being happy. And then you just become a very mean-spirited person. Well, you don't want to be that way. See? So what's the secret? Drop your resentments. Let your resentment go. And then, of course, refine your conscience, which my meditation will help you to do.
Hello, this is Roland Trujillo, director of the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Most of us want to live our lives with calmness, patience, and understanding. I'd like to talk for a moment about how to deal with life's problems, and about a new free offer we have for you. If you could learn to be calm in the moment of a stressful situation, you would not add any fuel to the fire. When the moment of stress arrives, you would influence the moment instead of the moment influencing you. The way to be prepared to meet life with calmness is through a proper meditation. This meditation is learning how to become still before the truth. Through this practice, you will download enough calmness and understanding to meet the day's vicissitudes. By practicing our meditation, you can gain the presence of mind to stand back and observe the moment, see what is needed, and respond with reason and patience instead of upset or resentment. The triumph of responding properly and the delight of gaining understanding about ourselves and others lead to a procession of joys. Defeat turns to victory and fear to a new zest for life. You can download a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at our website, www.commonsensecounseling.org. Why are you waiting? Download your free meditation at commonsensecounseling.org.
Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Get our meditation. You can listen to it for free and begin to practice it for free. No strings attached at our website, commonsensecounseling.org, or, of course, rolandtrujillo.com or coachroland.com. Begin to practice. It'll help you to stand back, become more objective, calm down, see the forest for the trees, get back in touch with your own intuition. And the first thing your intuition will make you aware of is that you've been judgmental and you've been resentful. Okay, and then start to let go of those judgments and of those resentments. Would you please? All right. Thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, Lord willing and the creek don't rise, we'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's RolandTrujillo. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.